You know, dating is a lot like shopping at the grocery store for a grapefruit.
What?
You can either sift through all the grapefruits to try to find that perfect one, you know, or you can take the easy way and just grab one of the ones on the outside that's been kicked around a little bit. It's a little damaged. It's a lot easier just to go for one of those grapefruits, you know. Sure, it might have some bugs and some bruises.
A little squishy.
But it's still a grapefruit. And that's what Huxley did today. Huxley's a man after my own heart and decided to go after the damaged grapefruit.
Still working on this analogy.
Hey, Huxley, what's the grapefruit's name?
The grapefruit's name, she's actually a woman. Her name's Alicia.
Alicia, all right. And tell us a little bit about Alicia.
So Alicia and I go like way, way back. We were good friends in college. And I was always like that guy that had a crush on her.
Okay, wait. So you're the damaged grapefruit or she's the damaged grapefruit?
Well, I guess in this scenario, we're both damaged grapefruits.
Okay. A couple of damaged grapefruits trying to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, I always had a crush on Alicia. She's always been like the most attractive girl. So she, of course, always had a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And every single time that something would happen with her and her boyfriend, I was always the guy that was there for her.
Oh, well, you're trying to position yourself, right?
Well, no, I did have a crush on her, but I swear, Brooke, there was no like agenda. I'm a really good grapefruit. I'm one of the ones on the inside. So anyway, cut to present day. I see over Facebook that she got a divorce recently, and I saw maybe like a potential opening.
Yep, you saw that she'd been divorced, and you're like, just damaged enough now that I could probably date her.
Yeah, well, I thought, to be honest, I thought about some of the good times we had in college and figured why not reach out. I did see like a little bit of an opening that maybe something could develop. Like, she's single, I'm single. There's really no reason why not.
And you guys had kind of dropped off in terms of your friendship post-college.
Yeah, she got married pretty early on and then I left and moved like a couple hundred miles away. I mean, keeping in touch today is like so easy, but back then it wasn't. Like, that easy, I guess. So, yeah, we kind of fell out of touch with each other.
Mm.
And I decided, yeah, like I said, to reach out. And then, to my surprise, reached back out to me after I messaged her over Facebook.
Hey.
Did you proposition this as a date?
No, well, I just kind of, like, shared my condolences, you know, on her divorce. That's never easy. And we started to, like, chit-chat back and forth. And eventually I did ask her to, like, you know, maybe we should meet up for drinks. And she thought that was a good idea.
Okay, but do you know, did she consider it a date when you guys went out?
I didn't cross that boundary because I didn't know how fresh the divorce was.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if she would be kind of turned off if I asked her on a formal date.
You should have just sent her a message on Facebook that simply said breakup sex with a question.
I don't know if that would have worked.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind for next time, all right? So did you guys actually get together?
We did, yeah. We met at a bar, and when I saw her walk through the door, it was like a total flashback to college, and like a lot of feelings were immediately felt by me. She did not age at all. I was like smitten, I guess. I don't know. I was taken aback. It was cool. Like, it was a cool moment.
Yeah.
So how did drinks go?
It was good. We had a couple of drinks. We caught up, and then she kind of opened up to me about her marriage, and because I knew the guy, and actually... Like, her vulnerability allowed me to open up about my divorce that I had, too.
So how did everything end with you guys?
Well, I mean, we were, you know, had another drink, and we decided to call it a night. And on my way out the door, I still was venting a little bit about my breakup, which was nothing like hers. My marriage only lasted, like, a year, and that ended, like, 7 years ago, which it's not even on my radar. I don't even know why I said this next thing, but while we were walking out the door... I admitted that the last 6 months of my marriage, we didn't even, like, have sex at all.
Okay.
Right when I said it, it was, like, word vomit.
You feel like that was too much information for her?
Yeah. She played it real cool, and she was real nice about everything, but it's, like, one of those moments where you, like, speak too much, and now, like, you can't take those words back. And I felt like maybe that's the reason why she hasn't called or texted me back, because it was a good date other than that.
Okay, but did she know it was a date?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like
it. It doesn't sound like it, yeah.
Well, for me, it was a date. It was nice. And, you know, I did ask her, like, I said while we were leaving that we should hang out again as, like, a formal date invitation, you know? So
you said, quote, as a formal date invitation.
No, I'm not. I'm a grapefruit, not a robot. I said, like, we should hang out again. This was fun.
Again, that doesn't sound like a date.
Well, like, the way I said it, though, was, like, there was, like, a vibe. I was sending some signals out that it was, like, more than just friends.
Okay. So, and what did she say to that?
She said, yeah, and she was, like, enthused, and it was cool, and that was the last I heard of Alicia, you know? Like, I reached out to her again on Facebook to try to put some dates on the calendar so we could go out, and then I haven't heard from her. And on Facebook, you can see when they've seen your message, and I know she's seen the messages, which is...
Have you sent her a message in all caps saying, I know you're seeing these, answer? I'm teaching you a lot of good tools here, Huxley.
I like that advice.
Yeah, you're laying down some good stuff. I am ready for them.
We'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, hang on.